Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, it appears that the new rule in the United States of America is and justice for none. Now, we know that there's always been a two-tiered system of justice in this country dating back I don't know how far, but it's never been more on display than it has been recently, and I fear that it's only going to get worse because now, instead of clandestine backdoor deal type things and people trying to hide the fact that there are two tiers of justice, now they're just waving it in your face. Now they're just basically saying, yeah, there is, and what do you intend to do about it? So that's the question I pose to everybody today. What is it that we exactly intend to do about this? Because no one's even denying it anymore. I mean, it's absolutely undeniable. There is no way you can take a look at the recent happenings and determine anything more than there is a very, very, very obvious two-tiered justice system in this country. And it's not even the rich and the poor, you know. That's what they used to say. Well, if you're rich, you get away with a lot. If you're poor, you can't. And that still exists to a certain extent. But now it's much more left and right. If you're on the left in this country, there's not much that you can't get away with. If you're on the right in this country, you better forget it. Now, if you're a regular listener to this show, you probably know already that months and months and months ago, I told everyone, Hunter Biden will be indicted. That he has to be indicted. They can't not indict him and then indict Trump, and I knew they were going to indict Trump. So my thought and what I passed on to you was they're going to indict Hunter Biden on very minor charges. They're not going to do anything about him taking money from foreign sources and laundering it. They're going to do that. Maybe that's yet to come. We'll see what our GOP does. But we knew the Justice Department wasn't going to do that. No, what did they get him on? Oh, you lied on your gun application and you owe us some tax money. Do you think you might be able to come up with that tax money? Well, gee, I don't know. Considering he was getting millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars illegally, yeah, I guess he could probably come up with that tax money. And I also told you that what they were going to do is they were going to say, well, he's made retribution. He's going to pay all the taxes plus the penalties back. And as far as the gun application goes, well, you have to understand, in both instances, he was heavily addicted to crack cocaine. And we have to understand that this addiction caused him to do things he normally wouldn't do. And we're all so happy that he's gotten clean. And we're all so happy that he's taking responsibility for his past actions. That's all you can really hope for in someone who was that badly addicted. So we all should be cheering him on. He's not a criminal. He's a hero because he's overcome his addiction and now he's paying his debts. He's righting his wrongs. That's what they're going to give you with Hunter Biden. Meanwhile, a former president of the United States of America is facing 100 years in prison for a process violation that phony prosecutors have turned into part of the Espionage Act. How they've turned this into the Espionage Act is anyone's guess. Read the Espionage Act. I've said this on the show before, but for the benefit of people who did not hear it, they've taken one specific clause that means absolutely nothing without the other two being violated. And they're claiming that this one specific clause is enough to be actionable. which is very similar to saying you have a restraining order against you and you can't come near my house. You can't come within 500 yards of my house. However, my house sits 300 yards from the highway, and you just happen to be going to work, and you pass my house every day on the highway, and I have you arrested. Well, they wouldn't arrest you because they would say, well, there's no intent. They're on the highway. Yeah, they pass your house, but they pretty much got to. It's not like they're stopping at your house. It's not like they're slowing down. It's not like they're stalking you. They're just passing you at 70 miles an hour. That's not grounds for violating a restraining order. And that's what they would say. Well, it's the same thing with the Espionage Act. This one particular clause is not enough on its own to say you've actually violated the Espionage Act. But they don't care, folks. Their goal is to make sure that Donald Trump does not get to run for the presidency of the United States. And they may succeed. They may actually succeed. We'll see. But further than that, I mean, this goes way deeper than this. Because if you really want to compare apples to apples, Hillary Clinton literally destroyed evidence. She had been subpoenaed to turn over emails, and she destroyed them. They destroyed cell phones with hammers. They wiped out their hard drives with bleach bit. That's not obstructing justice. So in other words, if somebody asks me to turn over my computer and I say, well, wait a minute, I'm going to bleach bit it, change the hard drive, and then I'll hand you the computer, I violated nothing. That's okay. I was just a little reckless. But Donald Trump, he's obstructing justice because he won't hand over documents that he rightfully believes belongs to him. And he could unclassify at any time he wants. Now, I know the Espionage Act says it doesn't have to be classified information. I understand that. But here's something else we have to understand. In order for this trial to go forward in front of a jury, they're going to have to know what documents and if they were actually a risk to this country. Well, they can't hear them because according to the DOJ, they're top secret, classified. Okay, well, then you can't say that in open court. So how is the jury supposed to know and make an honest appraisal of if Donald Trump was reckless handling extraordinarily sensitive information? All his attorney has to say is none of this was sensitive. Prove it was sensitive information. Besides, the Espionage Act clearly says it has to benefit a foreign country. What foreign country did Donald Trump, hanging on to documents he firmly believed he had the right to hang on to, what country did that benefit? It benefited none. This is a sham investigation. Just like it has been for the past, I don't know how many years. So Hillary Clinton gets away with it. She gets a slap on the wrist, and she's told, you're a little bit careless with how you handle things. But no sensible prosecutor would ever bring this case. Oh, but the Donald Trump case, if you don't think this is grounds for indictment, you must be stupid, right? Well, we're not stupid. We understand very clearly what's happening here. Two-tiered justice system. You know, the same justice system that put grandmas in jail during January 6th for simply walking in to the Capitol building after the doors were wide open and police, by the way, were telling people to go in. I want you to understand that. I am not defending people who kicked in the doors. I'm telling you that right after that, police were telling people, well, okay, we can't stop you, so if you want to come in and be orderly. The people who followed that advice and went in and was orderly are still arrested. They're in prison. One guy hung himself waiting for his sentencing. Because he knew he was going to go to prison. What was his crime? Did he smash one window? No, he did not. Did he vandalize anything? No, he did not. The doors down or get in forcibly? No, he did not. He was waved in by a police officer. He's dead now. Apparently the death penalty much like Ashley Babbitt. The death penalty is warranted in these cases. This is absolutely absurd. We cannot continue this way, folks. We cannot continue this. Because if we do, we are going to be, well, we almost are a third world country right now. But we're going to fall so deeply into it that there will be no climbing out. This is what I'm trying to stress. Meanwhile, the George Floyd rioters, very, very few of them went to jail. And the ones that did were bailed out by companies that were supported by our current vice president, Kamala Harris. Her organizations bailed a lot of these people out. And we were told, well, this is righteous anger. It doesn't matter if they're storming the White House, shaking the gates to the point where Donald Trump was told by Secret Service, you have to go to an underground bunker because we fear they may actually get within the parameters of the White House and your life may be in danger. That's not an insurrection, though. That's just righteous anger. They burned down a church. Police officers. Did any of that happen in January 6th? The answer is no. None of that happened. So where's the equal justice? Well, the equal justice is not there, folks. Because unfortunately in this country, right now, there is no equality in our justice system. The justice system is rapidly attempting to turn political rivals or people with different political ideologies other than the left into criminals. And they can do that. Quickly, they changed normal average American mothers and fathers who were just concerned about what their children were being taught in schools into domestic terrorists. They did it overnight. They did it with a sweep of a pen. They literally just said, well, I mean, if you stand up and start yelling at these people who are basically indoctrinating your children with nonsense, I'm sorry, you're threatening them. And if you're threatening them, well, then you're a domestic terrorist. Well, if that is the standard, then what did Maxine Waters accomplish when she said there will be no peace and until we get what we want? Remember when Maxine Waters said that? Remember when the George Floyd rioters were out and everyone was supporting them, saying there's no peace, no justice, no peace? And they were saying, yeah, right on, you do that. Ah, that's not threatening? Interesting how that works, right? So your mom and dad, you're sitting home and you're watching your kid being taught things that you're very concerned about. You're watching teachers indoctrinate your children into things you don't think your children are mentally prepared for at their age. And you voice your concern at a school board meeting and you're a domestic terrorist. You burn down a church. You take over an entire block in Portland, Oregon. And you are just a summer of peace and love, according to Gretchen Whitmer. Summer of peace and love. These are just people expressing themselves. And that's what America's built on. Oh, unless we express a different point of view than the left. That's when justice is no longer blind. That's when justice suddenly wakes up and says, we've seen the enemy, and we have to turn them into criminals. Now, it's bad enough that they're turning innocent right-wing people into criminals, but now they're attempting to jail their political rivals. Think about that for a minute. They're attempting to jail their political rivals so that they cannot hold office, cannot run for office, and cannot oppose their agenda. You think that's okay? That's not okay. That is not okay. We can't have this anymore. And there's only one way that we can prevent this from getting even worse than it is right now. And that is by our vote. And by our voice, by the way. Now, I say this all the time. I am not a huge Republican supporter. there are people in this Republican Party I wouldn't spit on if they were on fire. I don't think that they're out for the best interests of this country. I don't think they're honest. I don't think they have your best interests at heart at all, nor mine. But there are some within the Republican Party I truly think do. We have to remove the ones from office that do not. We have to identify them and remove them with our vote. And we have to make our voices heard, and we have to be able to say, no, I'm sorry. I'm not voting for you just because you have an R next to your name. Now, as far as the Democrats are concerned, it's time that a few of you woke up and stopped living in la-la land where men are women and women are men, and everyone has 500 different pronouns, and children can decide what if they want to have a sex change operation at 8. Grow up, wake up. It's 2023, and you're going to have to realize that you don't live in fantasy land. You have to face reality, and the reality is this. I don't care if you hate Donald Trump. I don't care if you think he's obnoxious. I don't care if you think he's boring. I don't care if you think he's egotistical. I don't care if you think he was a lousy president. You should care, and you should care very, very deeply that he's being prosecuted for nothing. Now, I want an honest Democrat to tell me what they think would happen if tomorrow they found out that Donald Trump Jr. owed hundreds and thousands of dollars in taxes and was giving sweetheart deals from a country where he didn't even speak the language, sat on a board he knew nothing about, left a laptop filled with innuendo that he was giving a kickback to his dad for all sorts of illicit business deals with foreign countries that does not have our best interests at heart. Do you honestly think that the Democratic news media would just say, oh, well, I mean, that's his son. That's nothing to do with Trump. Oh, no. There would be specials run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on CNN, MSNBC, you name it, saying this is outrageous. This has to end immediately. Oh, but not this time. No, everything's good. Everything's good. I don't give a damn what Hunter Biden did. Okay, I don't give a damn how much crack he smokes. I don't care how many hookers he buys. What I care about is how it affects Joe Biden and this country. So don't let them distract you with Hunter Biden. Who cares how many hookers he slept with? It's irrelevant. What is relevant is he stayed in a house where top secret documents that Joe Biden had absolutely no right to even put in his hands were stored in a garage where he could look at them, and so could anybody else who walked into that garage, and Hunter happened to live there. And if that's not reckless, I don't know what the hell is. No one elected Hunter Biden. How in the hell is he able to get his hands on classified documents? Donald Trump was duly elected. If you want to have an argument that he should have given back the documents, that's fine. It's a process crime. It's not Espionage Act, and everybody knows it. But you have to understand that the far left live in la-la land. They have detached themselves from reality. They do not see things in a realistic way anymore. They just say to themselves, oh, well, we hate Donald Trump, so great if he goes to jail. I truly believe if he was assassinated, there would be people cheering in the street, as ghoulish as that is. Now, I don't see that on the right. I look at Joe Biden and I say, oh, my God. This man can't find his way off the stage. He thinks he's going to build a railway between the Indian and the Pacific Ocean. He said 318 million people died of gun violence. The whole population of the United States has died of gun violence, apparently. He's called his wife his sister and his sister his wife. He's fallen up the stairs I don't know how many times. He's forgotten what countries he's actually visited and had to be reminded by 8-year-old girls. I'm not gloating over this. This is sad. I feel bad for Joe Biden. It's akin to elder abuse. That's what it's akin to. So I'm not ghoulishly saying, well, maybe he'll die. I'm not saying that. I wish Joe Biden would just fade away, go live the rest of his life out with his grandchildren and be happy. But no, the left have to have their Wizard of Oz. They have to have the guy behind the curtain so they can control him. And they found him, and that's exactly what they're doing. And that is my definition of abuse. He literally has notes of what to say, how to answer questions, everything. He may as well be a puppet. He may as well be a ventriloquist dummy, because that's exactly how he's being used. And I'm not gleeful over it. By the way, how many rallies did we see where Donald Trump was hung in effigy? They would literally make a Donald Trump dummy and hang it. That's not a threat to the President of the United States. But if somebody says, you know, I really don't think abortion is right, so I think I'll just pray outside an abortion clinic across the street, by the way. Not even right on it. Well, you're arrested. You're absolutely arrested. You're a threat. You can't do such a thing. You can hang the president in effigy. That's okay. Can't pray. You pray, oh my God, for you. Because they live in la-la land. They will justify their crimes in any way they possibly can because they desperately need to cling to power to finish the job they have begun here. And you can clearly see what it is. Right now, they are literally bastardizing the justice system to support their ideologies and make sure that other people have no voice. Now, once again, not to pat myself on the back, but once again, a year ago on this show, more than a year ago, I told everyone Fauci was funding researching gain-of-function research in a laboratory in North Carolina. It was funded by the Obama administration. The Obama administration, to its credit, realized this is too dangerous, and they stripped the funding. However, he had that leftover money from the funding. You know what he did with it? He gave it to a second party who gave it to a third party, and the third party was the Wuhan lab. Now, I told you that a year and a half ago, and I told you that some of the scientists that were working in the Wuhan lab were funded by Fauci. Now, all of a sudden, here comes the news after it's too late. Here comes the news to say, yeah, well, look what we found. Now, am I smarter than people on the news? No. Do I have any more inside information than the people in the news? No. You know what that means? It means they knew it from the very beginning. It means they always knew it. They just didn't tell you. This isn't something they just discovered. Then how did I discover it? What am I, the Nostradamus? An idiot could have found it out. It took 10 minutes of research. They knew it. They knew it from Jump Street. They just didn't tell you. Just like the FBI knew from Jump Street that that laptop was authentic, but they just didn't tell you. They knew the Russian collusion gimmick was just exactly that, a hoax. They knew it, but they just didn't tell you. The news can control you by telling you only what they want to tell you, and that's both sides of the news, left and right. And that's how they control you. All of this stuff they knew. See, I don't have any constraints on me here. Blog Talk wants to shut me down? Well, then fine. They just lose their, you know, money, right? So I get to get on here and tell you exactly what I know. Unfortunately, your favorite hosts, they don't get to do that. They're told, oh, you don't mention this. No. No, you can't say that. No, you can't say this. Yeah, we know that this is a fact, but nah, this is not the right time to bring it up. That's what happens. So you're not really getting the news. And then when it's safe, they say, you can go ahead and say that now. You can go ahead and say that gain-of-function research was being funded. It's safe to say it now. Wasn't safe to say it back then, but you knew it. Don't pretend you didn't know it. Now, last week, I rallied about this Adam Schiff thing because the vote to censure him was overturned. because they wanted a $16 million fine. And our wonderful GOP said, well, that's outrageous. You can't expect Adam Schiff to pay a fine. He only cost the American taxpayer $30 million going down a rabbit hole he clearly knew and understood 100% was phony. But he helped to phony it up. He was one of them was helping to do it. So he literally cost the taxpayers $30 million. When he's asked to pay back 16, our Republican Party says, oh, no, we will not vote for that. That's outrageous. So it has to be amended. And it's okay, no fine. We'll just censure him on that, in the House. Okay, that we'll vote for because then our base will think we're wonderful warriors and look what we did to Adam Schiff, ha, ha, ha. If you really wanted Adam Schiff to pay for what he did, that fine was more than appropriate, but you wouldn't vote for it. So what did Adam Schiff do? He gets to come into the House, be censured, have all of his Democratic Party applaud him and cheer him and refuse to let McCarthy even speak, disrupting the House, not caring about the sanctity of the House at all. Remember when one person, I forget who it was, called Obama a liar during a State of the Union speech, and it was outrageous behavior. He should be stripped from any powers. You can't do anything like that. You couldn't possibly get into the House or the Senate and disrupt it in any way. Because if you do that, well, then you're akin to a domestic terrorist. Okay, so what's all the Democrats that did it yesterday? What's all of them? Instead of letting the procedure go on, no, they had to shout it down, shout it down, shout it down, shout it down. But that's okay, because it's rules for thee and not for me. And that's the way this justice system is going to work, as long as we allow it to work that way. Now, I listened to all the testimony that I possibly could listen to about this Russian collusion nonsense and the Durham report. And when you have the hubris of an Adam Schiff to literally berate Durham, knowing all the time while you're doing it, he's 100% right. I lied to the American people. I am a crook. That takes a special, special kind of hubris. And that's exactly what Schiff did. To his credit, Durham held his ground and said, look, this whole thing was basically a made-up nonsense. Which, by the way, we told you from the very beginning it was made-up nonsense. Oh, but they're still hanging on to, no, you have to understand. They met with Russians in the in Trump Towers. Donald Trump Jr. met with Russians in Trump Towers. He thought it was about secrets they had on Hillary Clinton. But it was really about adoption. And so they were very disappointed. But you see, their intent was to get dirt on Hillary Clinton. Okay. Well, hell, at least they weren't making it up. Hillary Clinton just said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make up a whole bunch of stuff to get eyes off my email scandal. So I'll just make up a whole bunch of crap. I'll hire somebody to write a phony dossier. We'll have the FBI in our back pocket. We'll leak it to the press. The press will say, you know, there's a rumor going around, and then the FBI will say, well, we've confirmed that. Yes, there is an investigation. When you were the ones that leaked it to begin with. You notice you didn't do that about the Hunter Biden laptop, right? Because you wouldn't want to interfere with an election. That's what their official word was, by the way, when they were asked. Why did you not come out in the prior election, previous election, and say when everyone was saying the Hunter Biden laptop was a phony, why didn't you come out and say, no, it is real and there's an ongoing investigation? You know what their answer was? Well, we didn't want to interfere with an election. You didn't? What are you doing now? What are you doing right now? By the way, you did interfere with that election because you technically withheld information that was vital to voters who may be on the fence about who to vote for. So you did, in fact, interfere with an election by withholding information. Now, what you're basically doing is it can do jailing your political rivals for no reason. This is going to trickle down, folks. It's already trickling down. Look at what we saw in the subway. There you had a homeless man who attempted to kidnap an 8-year-old girl at one time, punched a 60-some-odd-year-old woman in the face, causing her serious bodily injury, and had an arrest record the length of your arm. He got on the subway car and said, I'm prepared to go back to jail. I'm prepared to kill somebody if I have to, and was acting very aggressive to passengers. A former Marine took matters into his own hands and said, yeah, I'm not going to die here today, and I'm not going to watch anybody else die here today. I have the ability to take this man down and restrain him, and I will, and he did. The man was clearly alive, clearly breathing, clearly conscious when police got there and paramedics got there. He didn't choke him to death on the spot. What do we hear from the news? A man who lost his mother in the most horrific way possible. A man who was just trying to earn a living being a Michael Jackson impersonator and entertaining tourists who came here. Was set upon by an evil former Marine who's probably a racist, who decided, I'm just going to choke a black man to death today. And we can't allow that to happen. Hell, our mayor, Eric Adams, said, a man who looks just like me was murdered today. What the hell does it matter what that man looks like? A man was murdered today. If you really want to end racism in this country, can we stop saying a black man was killed today and just say a man was killed today? Can we stop saying that? You're the ones who's pushing all this nonsense. So now you're trying to sympathize with the perpetrator, and you're trying to demonize the man who probably saved people. And he may go to jail. This is all part of this bastardizing the justice system. How many people do you think now would raise their hand in a subway if someone was saying that they're going to kill somebody? Nobody. You know what they're going to do? They're going to try to get off the train or move along or do whatever, mind my own business. I don't want to go to jail because, you know, somebody else is getting murdered. I don't want to go to jail because somebody else is getting raped. I don't want to go to jail because somebody else is having their child snatched. That's what they want. So what do you think of a party that in one hand says we're going to take away funds from the police and effectively defund them? We're going to take the guns away from citizens who have a legal right to possess them. We're going to make defending yourself virtually illegal, but we're going to let the criminals out. What does that sound like to you? Now, you could live in la-la land like the left does and say, oh, they're just stupid. They're just so stupid they don't realize. They realize, folks. They know exactly what they're doing. Our biggest mistake on the right that I hear people make on a regular basis is just to laugh at good old Joe, who don't know his sister from his mother or his wife. Laugh at Hunter and not realize all this is being done on purpose. Every single thing you see is happening. That they want that. So while you have Merrick Garland up there saying the border is secure, I promise you the border is secure. He knows it's not secure. He doesn't want it to be secure. They want this influx. They want you to fear leaving your house. They want you to not be basically helpless and not have a gun. They want you helpless and at their mercy. Everything you see happening, this is happening on purpose, folks. These are not morons. It's easy for us to sit back, you know, in our lawn chair, put a couple of hot dogs on the grill and say, oh boy, them left, they're really stupid. They're not stupid. Don't underestimate them. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're progressing very slowly but very steadily in the direction they want this country to go. And they're laughing all the while we think they're stupid. None of this is an accident. None of it. They want you to fear the justice system. They want you to say, yes, there is two tiers of justice. Maybe I better get over on the left because I don't dare be on the right. If I'm on the right, I risk going to jail. That's what they want. I better not defend my children when school teachers tell them it's okay for my 8-year-old to dress up like a girl and sit on a guy's lap. I better not defend my child. I might be a domestic terrorist, and they may raid me. Raid my house in the middle of the night, armed SWAT team. Really happened. Defending your child. Because you don't think that's right. And then they'll blatantly lie to your face. They'll say, oh, well. Just because a gay person or a trans person happens to come to school and read a child a story, oh, my God, the writer freaking out about it. Big deal. No, it's not that. Why does my son or daughter have to know the sexuality of the man or woman that's reading them a story? Why do we have to know about that? Why can't they just read them a story? I wouldn't walk into a school and say, you know, kids, here's my sexuality, here's the things that I like, and here's my kinks, and here's my fetishes, and here, why would I do that? I would just read Little Red Riding Hood and go the hell home. Why do you need to express the sexuality? I'll tell you why. Because you're trying to indoctrinate them. And when parents speak up about it, they're the bad guys. When former Marines stick up for people on a subway car, they're the bad guys. When Donald Trump says this is a uniparty system that has never served its people and I'm going to put an end to it, he's the bad guy. That's all by design. You'll notice when the illegal immigrants flood into this country, by the tens of thousands, all of these border states that said we're being overwhelmed. Oh, well, that's because you're racist. How dare you say such a thing? Okay, the demographic of your town has changed, but you don't like it. That means you're racist. Oh, but they sent them up to Martha's Vineyard, about 20 of them. And all hell broke loose. We don't want these people here. How dare you bring these people here? Remove them immediately. Ah, gotcha. See how that works? Don't let them be near me. You have to take them. Yeah, because it doesn't affect them. Just like crime doesn't affect half of these people. While they're telling you a wall does no good, they build a wall around their house and have armed security. Perfectly safe in their house with their family. They don't care about your family. If an intruder breaks into your house, you're not allowed to have a gun. They're allowed to have alarm systems, walls, armed security, everything. They can have all of it. You can have nothing. Absolutely nothing. And trust me when I tell you that if someone did break into your house with a gun and you managed to beat them in the head with a lamp, you'd go to jail. They'd say, well, I mean, how dare you? How dare you do that? Don't believe me? Well, look at the guy during the George Floyd riots who literally had his property invaded. They kicked through his fence. Dozens and dozens and dozens of protesters on his lawn telling him, we are going to kill your wife and your dog. So what did he do? He went in and got a gun and said, you're not going to do any of those things. And if you do, I'm going to defend my wife and my dog with this gun. Oh, well, he was prosecuted. The people who broke through his fence and threatened to kill him, his wife, and his dog, they weren't prosecuted. They were righteously angry people. They had a right to do that. But this racist went and got a gun. They didn't have a gun. None of them had a gun. Yeah, but there was 50 of them. See, that's what they don't tell you. Let me ask you a question. Did Ashley Babbitt have a gun? When she was blown off the face of the earth by a black police officer who had no reason to shoot her. She was posing a zero threat. That was okay. In fact, he's a hero. That man's a hero, according to the left. What a heroic police officer. We're going to feature him on an interview. where we're just going to praise him and praise him. But the guy in the subway, the ex-Marine in the subway, now he's a rotten bastard. He's a racist. See how that works? It's right before your eyes, folks. It's right before your eyes. It's not hard to see. Our mistake is everyone thinks it's because they're idiots, and they're not. They've slowly moved this country the way they want it, and you're not going to recognize it if this continues. The first thing we have to do, if we are on what they call the right, I reject these right and left things usually, but anyway, if you're on the right, what needs to happen is we have to identify the people who are not representing our values. Mitch McConnell is not representing your values. Mitt Romney is not representing your values. The list goes on and on of people who are not representing your values, and yet they have the R next to their name, and they say, I am representing your values. No, you're not. You see, what they most fear is these mega Republicans, and I'll tell you why. Because they want to turn the word mega into extremist terrorists, when in fact, a mega Republican is just a very patriotic Republican who says this country needs to go back to the way it was, which was functioning perfectly fine. Now, of course, we always had some problems, but it was functioning much better. They don't want to go back. They want to move forward into this progressive, socialist, totalitarian dictatorship. And that's where they're heading, where they control the news so you only know what they want you to know. I've proven that. I've just told you that I found all kinds of information on the COVID thing, on Hunter Biden's laptop, on the charges that the DOJ was going to push. These news organizations knew that way ahead of me. So how come I told you first? Because you didn't need to know. You ever hear that old expression, that's all you need to know? Well, that's all the news is telling you, what they think you need to know. And what you really need to know is the truth. And you know who was telling it to you? Donald Trump was telling it to you. And they couldn't have that. See, because they can't really shut him down. Remember when the doctors came out, all these virologists, and they said, well, you know, I don't think masks work, and I don't think shutdowns are going to be the answer. Oh, silence them. Take them off YouTube, take them off Twitter, take them off every platform. Don't allow them on Facebook. Don't allow them to talk. Remember when you couldn't even go on Facebook and say Hunter Biden's laptop was real? Shut them down. Twitter, same thing. Shut them down. When some doctors were saying ivermectin actually does work, up, oh, shut them down. Call it horse medication. Shut them down. Don't let them talk. They can do that to most people. Hell, Twitter even did it to the president of the United States at the time, Donald Trump, but they couldn't totally shut him down, could they? Because if he wants to hold a news conference or whatever, they've got to pretty much cover it. So he was public enemy number one because they really couldn't totally shut him up. They could totally shut you and me up. They could totally shut doctors up. They could totally shut reporters up. But they couldn't really shut up the president of the United States, could they? They tried, but they couldn't totally do it because Donald Trump said, well, I'll just start my own platform then. So then they realized, well, we can't shut him up completely. People are going to get his message, and his message is basically telling the truth. That's why they call him a liar so much. You call him a liar because he's telling you the hard truth, and then you're like, oh, shit, well, he can't know that. The people can't know that. How dare they? How dare he tell the people? How dare he? Right now, as we speak, we can't find enough money in this country to put homeless vets who have literally put their lives on the line for this country. We can't give them adequate health care and housing, but we can fund a war in the Ukraine. Found that money quick enough, didn't you? You know why? Because half of that money's coming back to people. You know how much money is being made off this Ukraine war? Huge amounts of money to certain people. Oh, we need to send them another $1 billion, and maybe, I don't know, $800 million gets there, $700 million gets there. The rest of it goes other places. You'll never know. Ah, but we could never find enough money to help the vets. Not really that important. See, that's the problem, folks. We're told on one hand we just don't have enough money for health care. We just don't have enough money for these things. Oh, but you have enough money for the war. That was easy. That's a no-brainer. And we're told by idiots like Lindsey Graham it's the most important thing. Most important thing is for Ukraine to win this war. Lindsey Graham is a grifter. Period. He's literally down in the Ukraine saying, well, you know, people are dying, but the Russians. Yeah, it's really funny. It's really funny that Russian people are dying. I applaud that. They're such evil people. These soldiers are evil, evil people. They're all just terrible serial killers, right? None of them have a family. They don't love their wives and their children and whatever, right? None of them. They all deserve to die, according to Lindsey Graham. Donald Trump's the only person that said, I'm not rooting for anybody in this war. I'm going to stop it. Oh, you said the wrong thing, Mr. Trump. Because the second you said that, both the left and the right said, oh, no, you're not. We're making way too much money off this war for you to stop it. Now, I'm not talking about the Jim Jordans and the Matt Gaetz and the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the Lauren Boberts and the Chip Roy. I'm not talking about them guys. I'm talking about the Uniparty guys. They're the ones who are making boo-boo money off this war. And they don't want it stopped. When Trump says, I'll stop it in 24 hours, I believe him. You know what he's going to do? Let me put on my Nostradamus cap like I have in the past before. I'll tell you, if Trump gets in, exactly what he's going to do. He's going to tell Zelensky, not one more dime of money. You're on your own. And he's going to tell Putin, if you continue this, we're going to put an end to the pipelines. We're going to put an end to any trade. You're going to literally go belly up bankrupt. And your own people will remove you from office because they'll be eating dirt off the sidewalk. Because you will have a zero money. What did Joe Biden do? He gave him the pipeline back. He basically funded Putin's war into the Ukraine by giving him everything he wanted and enriching him to the point he could afford to wage this war. And he did that immediately, the minute he became president. And they're telling him, Mr. President, some troops are amassing along the border of the Ukraine. It's okay. I talked to Vladimir, and he said it's just military exercises. He's not going to invade. Then all of a sudden, it's all I know. The exact day he's going to invade. Well, if you knew the exact day he was going to invade, why didn't you already have the weapons there? Huh? Why did you wait until he invaded to send the weapons? You should have just sent the weapons. And if Vladimir Putin said, why are you sending weapons? Say, oh, if you're not invading, what do you care? Right? Trump will end this. But there's people on the right and a lot on the left who do not want that because they're warmongers. And they're enriching themselves off of this war. This is what we've got to look forward to, folks. It's a very grim, grim future if we don't do something. It's not enough to just say, yes, you're right, there's a two-tier justice system. We have to say we're putting an end to this. We're not going to accept this anymore. And anyone, any politician, left or right, who supports this nonsense, you're gone. We're not voting for you. If there's sensible Democrats listening to me, please understand that this is what happened during the war. Oh, we don't care if they're coming for these people. We don't care if they're coming for that people. But then eventually they come for you. And you don't have the people you didn't care about to back you up because they're gone. Well, I'm going to tell you that eventually it's going to come for you, too, because they eat their own. You think, well, I'm a loyal Democrat. I've always voted Democrat, and I support Joe Biden, and I support Barack Obama, and I support all their causes. They're not going to come for me. Yeah, they are. Because if you get one tiny lockstep out of step, they're coming for you. So I want you to understand that the people who are rooting for Donald Trump to go to jail for the rest of his life, you may as well be signing your own death warrants if you're doing that. Because eventually it's going to be you. Eventually they're going to come and do something to you because we don't like the way your house looks. We don't like the way you're raising your children. We don't like your profession. You're not driving the right car. You're not voting the right way. That's what's going to happen to you. Don't you see the writing on the wall? People have they already turned on? You know, Bill Maher says, oh, well, listen, this thing with the kids and the sex change stuff. That's outrageous. That's, oh, well, all of a sudden Bill Maher's public enemy number one. He's a horrible, terrible, evil man before he was their hero. They'll turn on you in a heartbeat. You get one iota out of lockstep with them, and they'll turn on you in a heartbeat. Joe Rogan was fine with them until he said X, Y, and Z, and all of a sudden Joe Rogan is a terrible, evil, horrible man. And we have to pretend he's dying of COVID and color his skin in a sick green on a video that we're going to show when clearly they colored it in. Because he showed the original video and he didn't look like that. This is what they do to their own. So they will come for you eventually. So we have to restore common sense into this country. It's not a matter of left and right. It's a matter of common sense. I used to be able to have debates. People would say, well, I think we should raise the minimum wage because then people can make a comfortable living. And, you know, don't you think it's fair? And I would say, well, I really just think that the employer is going to pass the extra cost on to the consumer, and it's really not going to make that much difference. I understand that. That's two political ideologies, and we can discuss it. Or I don't think our foreign policy should be to trade with this country, or I do think it would help. That's stuff we can discuss. That's fine. Here's what we can't discuss. When a West Virginia or a Virginia governor said, well, I think it would be perfectly okay for the woman to actually deliver a baby and then give her 15 minutes to think about it. And if she decides she doesn't want the child, then we can have it, terminated. That's murder. You don't believe me? Look it up in the law. There's no debating that. You don't debate that. You don't debate that some ridiculous drag queen is going to twerk in front of my 8-year-old child singing songs about how good some part of a body tastes and tell me that's not child abuse. That's not debatable. It's not debatable that a 200-pound man can get into an athletic event with a 130-pound girl and basically beat the living hell out of her, and that's fair because he says, I'm a woman. That's not debatable. You want to debate issues, that's fine. You can't debate this. You're living in la-la land. Problem, it's no longer about political ideologies. It's about morality. I'll debate politics with someone and we can come out shaking hands. You want what's best for the country, I want what's best for the country. You think this policy, foreign policy, is going to help us? You think this tax policy is going to help us? I don't. I think this would be better. I think the flat tax would be better. I think taxing this way would be better. These are all things we can discuss. I'm not discussing sexualizing minors, 8-, 9-year-old children. I'm not discussing ripping. Aren't you the ones who said Donald Trump ripped children from the hands of their mothers? Well, it's better than ripping them out of their stomach. But that you don't care about. You phonies. You're living in la-la land. And all you people who are supporting these people, you're living in la-la land because they don't care about you either. They wouldn't spit on you if you're on fire. They just need your vote. Once every 4 years, they go around to the black communities and say, Republicans are racist. You better vote for the Democrats. Remember when Joe said, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. Remember that? That in itself is so racist. I don't know how any African-Americans vote for the Democrats. They come around when you're useful to them. They tell you what you want to hear. They promise you the moon and give you nothing. And year after year after year after year, you keep voting for them. It's unbelievable. When are you just going to wake up and say, well, this is ridiculous? We're no better off than we ever were. In fact, we're worse. Go check the statistics under Donald Trump when it comes to the African-American community. Guess what you'll find? Lower unemployment, higher earnings, first-time house buyers way up. Anyway, in the remaining minutes, let me go to the phones. I have Tom. Tom, what do you think of all this?
Well, sir, I mean, I don't have – when I tell you that – they are. This has all been the master plan. This is what they want. They want people to be dependent on them, on the government. It's like, remember when we helped you? You're going to help us now. here's you, you know, we gave you the consolation prize of A, B, and C, so now you're going to give us your vote. I don't know how anybody is still taking these people seriously. It started with gay marriage. It's like, okay, that's acceptable. Then it went on to COVID. Then it went on to Black Lives Matter and all the and Juneteenth, as I spoke about yesterday.
Here's the thing: they always try to change the definition. I don't care if there's gay marriage. I don't care who you love. I don't care who you sleep with. It's none of my concern. But don't force churches to perform the ceremony if they don't want to. I don't think I know anybody who doesn't think Black Lives Matter. Of course Black Lives Matter. But why do they matter more than anybody else's lives? They don't. But if you were to say, well, all lives matter, well, you're a racist if you say all lives matter. No, all lives do matter, including the unborn lives. You don't care about them. If Black Lives Matter, why don't you go take a look at the statistics and see how many aborted children are African American? Do their lives matter? Once again, phonies. They change the definition of things to make it appear as if you don't support it, you must be racist, homophobic, transphobic, xenophobic, whatever phobic they can come up with. You must be that, unless you support what they say 100%. Well, I reject that. Anyway, Tom, I know you have your own show on this platform. I believe it's a Wednesday night at 6:30 if you want to tune into Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. I think you'll enjoy that. So go over there and give him a follow. Look, folks, this is not irreversible. I don't want to leave you with, doom and gloom. This is not irreversible. But we have to understand this. This is not a ball team. It's not like, well, whatever guy's on my team is good, and whatever guy on their team is evil. We can't do that. We got too much at stake. We have people sitting here in our own party, the Republican Party, who are no good. Get rid of them. The only solution to this problem are if you're a mega Republican. The funny thing is this. They say we're extremists, but every mega Republican I talk to is sort of like moderate conservative. They're not even to the extreme. I've talked to extreme right-wingers, and I've talked to extreme left-wingers. Truthfully, the mega Republicans are sort of like in the middle. They're not way far to the right. They just believe in common sense values that everybody should literally say, yeah, that makes sense. But you're also talking about a party that if you were to rip up a gay pride flag, you are committing a hate crime. But if you burn the American flag, that's your privilege. And it's only a piece of cloth. That's what I was told by Democrats. If you lay your hand on a gay pride flag, you are going to be arrested for a hate crime. I'm sorry, that's two tiers of justice. And it is unacceptable in this country, and it needs to end now.